isn't this cute? It's adorable. This is like year-round camp.
Yeah.
You know, with the beds. Uh-huh. I mean, this is just and beautiful.
This is where the elementary deaf students live. So yeah, you can see, and they all have their own lockers, and there's photographs, and some of it really is very heartwarming. It's really nice to see.
State School Board President Gail Manchin was impressed with some of the rooms she saw during a tour of West Virginia's School for the Deaf and Blind in Romney. One recently renovated dorm room for younger girls in the deaf school has two rows of pretty white beds lining the bright room, each draped in a hot pink spread. The tour guide was the school's chief financial officer, Mark Gandolfi.
Downstairs was renovated in the last 12 months or so. This room, you know, there's some new furniture, and we still are looking to make cosmetic upgrades in terms of carpet, you know, small things. But you can see that it's well kept.
Seeing the coziness of this would have to be comforting to a parent that they were, because to leave a child that young is a very difficult choice to make, but to kind of get that feeling of the just sort of how pretty everything was for their children. I mean, that has to be very encouraging and helpful for a parent trying to make that decision.
It's a very nurturing environment, actually.
Patsy Shank is principal of the School for the Deaf.
And our child care staff and our teachers and all of us are very nurturing people that love these children. We get to know them very well over the years. There's children, they come at 3 and you have them until they're 21, and they take real places in our hearts. Everybody all chips in and helps to raise these children, and it does take a village to raise children.
Yes, it does.
And we, you know, we all really enjoy the children, and somebody sees a child that needs something on a personal level, and we know maybe there's financial difficulties. It happens. The Tooth Fairy has left a lot of things on beds for children over the years.
Shank was one of several administrators who pointed out the benefits for children who attend the schools. Benefits like learning sign language and Braille, learning to navigate with a cane or count money when you can't see, and being around others who are like you.
When you're the only deaf child in a classroom in a public school, and you have no peers to associate with and to be friends with, and you miss those socializations, that we really have isolated that child.
The school board members also saw some rooms that weren't so cozy. They can't be used because they need renovations. The ceiling in one wing of the deaf school is leaking, and Gandolfi pointed out this section of the building needs a new roof.
But you can see it needs new carpet. HVAC needs updated. We are still underneath the roof that is leaking on the other side. And we're working towards it.
The area where multi-sensory education takes place, however, is bright and new-looking. The 3 children in this classroom have impaired hearing or sight, as well as cognitive delays or other developmental issues.
Now, we're going to talk about circles today. Circles are round.
3 adults are working with the 3 children as they learn the difference between circles and squares by holding and feeling the shapes.
Good job. I like how you're holding that today, Shirley-Mae, too.
The tour continued as the group crossed the campus to look at the dining hall, gymnasium, cafeteria, and dorm for older students. Blind students take classes in a building that's separate from the deaf school. A local artist volunteered to decorate the walls with tactile artwork, large paintings with various textures that blind students and state school board presidents can touch.
Oh my goodness, isn't that wonderful? That would be wonderful for any school population.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you've got the seashells and the turtles.
Gail Manchin expressed an interest in learning more about the technology used in the schools, so the group visited Donna Brown's classroom, where 3 students, one from Inwood, one from Fairmont, and one from Cabell County, were learning to use a computer called a Braille Note. It allows students to read printed material in Braille.
Can I read next?
You may.
So on the morning of September 11th, 2001?
Yes.
They hit
Hijacked.
Hijacked. Four planes. And attack America in a terrible way.
While some board members had visited the campus before, this was the first time they'd taken a comprehensive tour. Later, during the school board meeting, Superintendent Lynn Boyer gave an update on a report she's working on that will help the board determine whether to keep the schools in Romney or move them to a more central location. Boyer expects the final report will lay out three options.
One would be to remain here for these particular reasons. The other would be to relocate and not name a location, but to say that the evidence is compelling that children would be better served someplace besides Romney that have certain characteristics. And the third would be, do we want to look at dispersing services across the state?
Boyer plans to present the final report during the school board's January meeting. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Romney.